Hi, my name's Sean Taylor. That's my friend Chris Ford, aka the Objective Geek, and we wanted to do a live reaction to the trailer to the Netflix Avatar Season 2 trailer that dropped today. Chris, did you watch it yet?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Excellent.
So not as much of a live reaction for me, but it is for you, and that's what matters. Mm-hmm.
Well, just be sure to react really big to stuff anyway. That's what the people pay to see.
I wouldn't have done it. I don't think I've ever... There are a few trailers that I react huge to. Even things I'm very, very excited for. Can't really think of... The Man of Steel trailer. Man of Steel trailer 2 is possibly the best trailer of anything ever. It's so freaking good. Like, there's a moment where it's like the music is going and it's the Hans Zimmer score. It's like, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then General Zod, so Michael Shannon's like, I will find him. I will find him. And it's like, the music is so great. Ah, such a great, the drums. Anyway, that trailer heightens me up every time.
I think video game trailers ruined trailers for me, and now I just don't trust them anymore because video game trailers became just like a production instead of gameplay. I was like, what does that do for me for a game, for a video game? Anyway, different topic.
Darkham Knight trailer. That's a great trailer. Ah, I love that trailer. For the longest time, anytime I was trying to like see the quality of a phone or something, I would play the Arkham Knight trailer. And in that trailer, it's like, the last will and testaments of Thomas Wayne. And it's like, it's Thomas Wayne's, it's Batman, like getting prepared to go fight at night of Gotham. And it's Thomas Wayne's, dialogue over it. And he is telling his dreams of Bruce of like, you know, treat Gotham well, treat the citizens well, look after them. And it's like, don't waste your money on expensive cars. And at that point, it shows the Batmobile or fancy clothes. It shows a suit. And it's like, and it's just funny. And then at the end, he's like, in death, I will love you always, Thomas. And he puts on a mask. And he gets in the new Batmobile. And such a great trailer. That's a great trailer also.
Well, it's important to have a baseline too, right? Like you can't judge the quality, the audiovisual quality of one phone with one trailer and then switch to a different trailer with a different phone. You've ruined your relative, what do you call it, your non-variable, the other thing.
Yes.
I do the same thing with chicken at chicken restaurants and pizza at pizza places, Chris. You have to start with pepperoni pizza. I don't make the rules. It's just the first one you have to try at a new place.
Yeah. Ice cream places, I if I'm trying a new one, try out peanut butter cup, chocolate chip cookie dough.
I would probably do regular chocolate, like vanilla chocolate chip cookie dough, vanilla ice cream with chocolate chip cookie dough in it. That would probably be my baseline. So we're gonna watch the trailer, and you said there was three or four images, and I have only seen one just by nature pulling up the article. So I've seen one image but not the others. I'm gonna watch it on my phone, so you might just like vaguely hear it in the background. YouTube don't flag us. And my very high quality Samsung Galaxy phone, which I have not watched the Batman trailer. I can't prove that. I think it'll be pretty immediate, Chris. So you just tell me when you're ready to roll.
I am prepared. I'll watch it with you. Count us down.
Start on go. So 3, 2, 1, go. All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Everything is vibrating. All around us.
He looks so much
older. The Aang is grown.
Yeah, he's so much older.
We'll talk about that.
Some Stranger Things age gap.
But like to the extreme, those kids did not age as rapidly as this kid did.
No, that kid looks like a grown man.
That kid's 17. He was 12 in the first one. He is 17. He got. Tell. He got a license. He's preparing to vote in November, the next election, whatever.
He's buying his lottery tickets soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forget kind of how quick this trailer is.
Okay, I really liked how the earth bending looked. Like the physical earth. I thought that was really cool.
It's weird. I wasn't that... I was just, in general, my general reaction to the trailer is like, it's okay. It's a trailer.
Yeah.
And this coming from person, just a preface, is that I really, really like the Netflix show. Might even a slight love. I think I've been somewhere in between a really like and a light love.
Well, I think you've been. I think we both were pretty consistent from start to finish. I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, yeah. You were less on it than I was, but and so even I from watching trailer, I was like, yeah, it's a teaser trailer. Like, I don't know. I wasn't that hype about it.
There's not that much in there, right? So here's my knee jerk, just bullet point knee jerk. Don't love Toph. Do love the scenery. Do love the earthbending look. Aang looks so old. Sokka, he looks real old. I liked the wide shots. That was cool. And then that not a lot happened in the trailer. You know, like the most exciting parts to me might have been the earthbending part, but then the Suki appearance is cool.
Yes. Good to see more Suki.
So yeah, those are my knee jerk highlights, things that I just remember, which I think is probably a reasonably good testament to like the best and worst bits to my brain.
Yeah. I will say this. I'll go over some stuff as it appears in the trailer. We won't take too much time here.
Sure.
Oh, short one. But she's doing Earth Rumble. So, you know, that's cool. Mm-hmm. We see her there. We don't see anything much from it, but I think a good teaser trailer would have just been that and showing Toph a few moves against certain people and then just cut with like flashes of a couple different images. That's if I was in charge of marketing.
So this is probably more a me thing, but I didn't really know it was the Earth Rumble right away. And so like I feel like they missed an opportunity there. I would say.
Yeah.
Which I think is in line kind of with what you're suggesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like if the trailer was like, all right, and in this corner, standing at 4 feet, 10 inches, or four, whatever, 4 feet,
yeah,
8 inches. And the, you know, the blind bandit, and then just like, like, I think that would have been more kind of hype, because like we know those moments and you tease it some.
The MC guy with then, the mic is literally a hype man, right? That would have been what a fun intro. That would be.
Yeah. And then you end it with her, you know, doing the seismic sense or doing, she does this one move. I don't think she does it in this trailer, but end it with just her like, and then boom, boom, flash, images of the season and stuff. Yeah, you know, just a tease. That's, you know, like I said, if I was in charge of marketing, which I'm not, I never would be.
Higher energy.
That's how.
Higher energy, higher impact. Yeah, I agree that there's not a lot of action shots in here when maybe it feels like there could be more. Doesn't have to be all action.
Before I forget, so the next image is of them at the start of Serpent's Pass, which. In Serpent's Pass, we know that they need to go through the Serpent's Pass because they didn't have Appa in the show. Now, Appa is right here at Serpent's Pass. So that makes me think we won't get in Appa's Lost Days, which I get. They got lots of stuff to cover. And that was one of the things I was worried that would get cut. Would be Appa getting kidnapped and stuff. Because to me, that's like, it's not necessarily crucial for the plot. It's not necessarily crucial for defeating the Fire Lord, but I think it is crucial for Aang to go through that. Like that we went like 10 episodes without Appa. It meant a lot when we reunited with Appa.
You don't give up hope. You very well could be right. But they rearranged some stuff in the previous season that maybe I wouldn't have expected, like in that order, for better or worse. it is easy to see that being a chunk of story that you could cut to save a lot of time. Like, of the storylines that could be removed.
Yeah, it is a piece that could be removed from the sense of we don't need it for telling the story of how this group defeated the Fire Lord and ended the 100-year war, or the 103-year war that this might have to end up being. I think they do a time skip.
No,
103-year war doesn't have the same ring to it.
After you get up at 10 years, past 10 years with your war, they start rounding up to make it sound better.
Yeah, or round down.
Or round down.
Someone's gonna be like, in the history of the 100-year war, actually, it was 103 years.
The United States didn't join until Chris, I think it's telling that the first thing that made me react, right? Like, I'm watching, having a good time. The made me react was Aang just looking like he went off to college, you know? Like seeing the stubble, the little shaven stubble on his chin. I know there's not a good solution.
I mean, there's not. There really isn't, and it's fine. It is what it is. He has such a kiddish round head.
He does.
Right? Like,
it's beautifully round. If you're drawing a great bald head.
And like huge ears. And now his head has elongated as it does. And his ears look so much smaller that like he's grown into his ears.
He looks less kiddish bald. Now he looks like he's doing it himself. You know what I mean? It looks like he's shaving his own head. Yeah. I know there's nothing he can do, but I don't know. It's still something you have to consider, right?
The best thing they could have done was just fully believe in the show. And this is hindsight 2020 type deal. And one thing, it wouldn't happen for what
you
I'm about to say.
Yeah, especially not in that time.
As I preface everything before I should say it. What they could have done is shot all three seasons back to back to back. That way there's no aging of kids, but there's no way that you would just be like, oh, I just trust this project that is going to be good enough that it would deserve season two and a season three. Like, we got lucky enough that they filmed season two and three back to back.
At one of the most tumultuous times in American history, you know, I get it. Plus that was a time where Netflix loved canceling stuff, it feels like, or letting stuff just kind of fall off.
Yeah.
But,
not
a great solution.
Oh, they were canceled.
But there can be no great solution and still be a valid complaint. That's all I'm getting at.
Yeah, absolutely.
The scenery looked great. Appa looked good. I'll say good in the sea serpent I thought looked good.
The sea serpent, I think, looked great. I think that was a great reimagining of the serpent.
I think he looks better than Appa. I always struggle a little bit with like CGI hair.
It's
a hard thing to catch. It's like water, right? Like CGI water, CGI hair. It's hard to make it look natural. But the sea serpent, he looked better than Appa, at least.
I think that's absolutely true. We also see, we see Zuko. We see Iroh teaching him the lightning redirection technique. Mm-hmm. What do we got here? Very old Aang. Aang wearing a blindfold, probably doing some training. That's the giant thing. Yeah, not the Unagi. Unagi is a shoot, not Umashu. Azula. I think Azula looks cool. I think Azula has like one thing that is, I want to say it's a big concern of mine, and it's might be an over-exaggerate or over Mount Adam Mohill, is I do think the color grading has come down. Like, things aren't contrasting as much and aren't, like, just some of the clothes. Like, even Toph's, you know, she's wearing yellow and green, but they kind of blend in. Aang stuff kind of blends in. While Azula, I think, does look very vibrant and bright in her red outfit that It doesn't look necessarily look that much like some stuff she's been worn. I think it's a good look. I think the actress is pulling off a little. It'll be interesting to see how she does this season.
So the one thing I did see when I was pulling this up was the trailer, the what do you call it, the thumbnail, like that was on the trailer before I hit play, is Toph. I don't her outfit doesn't feel quite right to me, and her hair looks fake. I can't describe it. I like the actress. The actress looks appropriate, I guess. There's something about the hair that just looks like a wig, and I can't describe.
Oh, it's definitely. Oh, it is absolutely a wig.
Right, but I don't want to know that.
Yeah, no, I think I'm sure it is so much easier for costume design, makeup, whatever, to be like, all right, we got a wig, everything's consistent. But like, if you just would have used her own hair, it would have. Even if it not been like so Toph, like there's
reimagine
been
it with her hair, reimagine the look of Toph with the same spirit with her own hair.
Yeah, I mean, there's been fan projects where they don't have wigs; they're just using their own hair and they just style it a certain way. And I'm like, I got it. That looks genuine, and I get the Toph. I know that that's exactly Toph's haircut, but yeah, it looks
a little. That is one of the things that you are very allowed to go ahead and reimagine in your new fiction. But like at least like the actress looks appropriate, I guess. I'll be interested to see her in action.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see one thing that this is me as a Avatar, I think. What's a good word for not professor or educator or connoisseur? Somewhere between a professor
and an Avatar academic enthusiast, the Avatar like, wizard. You're well versed in Avatar, right? That implies like an academia to it.
And I may be wrong here, but Earth, and we've talked about this before. Like Earth is like the most less spiritual element of all of them, and it's fitting. I've never heard an Earth person necessarily talk the way even Toph talks. That is like Earth, like we're all connected through the Earth. That seemed like I know Toph has said that when she was old, and one thing she was talking about Earth, she was talking about the tree itself. The tree is different than Earth. Like that's a living organism. Mm-hmm. It's not, and that's all the elements coming together. That, but it's such a. Again, this is me being picky as an Avatar enthusiast. The being at Toph talking about something that even sounds so spiritual about connection and stuff through the Earth, it was like, yeah, this seems kind of just off, not as Avatar. Again, that is me nitpicking as very Avatar avid person, but like I said, Earth in general, there's not that many spiritual Earth people we see, and then who then talks about like, you know, I'm sure there's sages and stuff. Of course there is. Anyway, I am
especially,
going off.
Especially, but especially not Toph. Especially,
yes,
not,
especially not Toph.
Angry
Toph
at her
like,
parents trying to get away from
punch. Yeah,
I agree with you. I don't mind the idea that if Earthbenders were. Maybe even spiritual is not the right word because it's such a pragmatic approach to like a bigger picture to life is like, oh, the literal Earth, the thing that we're all standing on. Like if an Earthbender could be quote unquote spiritual or would like, all right, I get it. But it feels weird from Toph. But also to be fair, not something to your point that I would have like considered too strongly. It's a trailer. If she never says that in the show, but I have a feeling she will, but if she never, did that feel
I'll
like
say this. Go ahead. Or
I was just trying to decide, like, would there ever be a situation where that was part of the, but it didn't feel like an integral enough part of the trailer. Like it felt like it was just plucked out.
I could see it. I mean, they, you know, I think it was Gyatso that did the first voiceover narration in that first trailer, and it was used in the show pretty because people thought it was Iroh at first. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But hey, it's an interpretation. I'm not going to be like, why wasn't I like this?
Do you want to look at some pictures? Have you seen the pictures yet?
Yeah. The last thing with the trailer is that I think I do
oh,
think
I'm sorry. Sense. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Cool.
No, you're fine. I do think the seismic sense looks really great. I think they brought that to life. I think the, you know, Toph has never used an Earth fist before. Aang has. You know, I'm completely fine with that. She looks cool doing it. Mm-hmm. The only problem I ever had with Toph and fighting stuff is the statue behind me, way over there, because she's kicking her feet up, and Toph has never kicked her feet up in a fight, ever, to my knowledge.
Because why would she?
Because she's very... Yeah, she's very grounded, and she uses her feet, but she's never been like, you know, use a foot kicking motion. It's always arms. It's kind of like you pick up your foot, and then you close your eye.
Kind of by a similar note, I'd say that the idea of Toph using like an earth arm is sort of a stupid un-Toph-like thing, but I'm like, that's one of those things that like, ah, get the benefit of the doubt. Let's see it in action. Maybe that was her... Maybe that was her walking out to her hype music, you know? But it looked good. I thought it looked good. Even
I do think her
didn't seem sensible.
Her fighting, you know, we stuck that toe out. I thought all that was great. Mm-hmm. Looks like they honed in on that praying mantis style. That is the style of martial arts it is. All right, pictures.
I wonder if what's his name consulted. I can't think of his name. Okay, I think I'm on the article appropriately that if I scroll down... Okay.
Ooh, you know, I had a thought the other day who would be great playing. They already hired someone. Never mind. I was going to say, they should get. I don't know why I was thinking about this.
Steven
I think
Seagal.
I was thinking about like black people in Kung Fu. I was watching The Last Dragon. I was thinking that actor should play Sifu Kisu because he kind of looks like. Sifu Kisu got some melanin in him. Mm-hmm. He definitely does. I'm not saying he's black. I'm saying he got some melanin.
He's not white. That's like the minimum.
he was somewhere in the Fire Nation, close to the equator.
It sounds like a slur, but I'm like, I don't think it's Chris said it. It's fine. But if Sean says it,
like playful racism is funny, but you gotta know where the playfulness is.
You gotta read the room, and it probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I love when comedians do it great. I'm like, that was like Travis Thunder. We talked about that. Anyway.
They hit the timing in the room just right.
Rush Hour is another good example. They are both.
Those are such good movies. Not my top 10 movies, but my top 10 comedies. Comedy theatrical releases. I bet one of those is in there, if not the top two, if not both the first two, if I think about it.
Yeah.
Not the third one. Although, I think Maggie Smith is in the third one, maybe, which is fun. I think she's The Nun, which, again, also a funny reference for talking about. Some other movies that we've appreciated on this show. Chris, the first picture I see is a huddle. They're all staring at Toph.
Yep.
There's three of them staring at Toph. And, I mean, it looks nice. Aang looks old. Toph's head looks like a wig, all the above. The outfit doesn't quite hit me. I feel like it looks like she's in her own home. It feels like she would have a fancy outfit on because she's from a rich people family. That's a minor. Super minor.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt if they were in her home. Looks like this is probably the conversation they have. It reminds me of the conversation they have with Toph when she was just kind of explaining, like, I think her powers and her ability and stuff.
Don't tell my parents I bend at this thing kind of stuff when she's having that conversation. But, I mean, it looks nice. Otherwise, the scenery looks good. Next picture I see is Aang looking like he's, like, posing for a baseball card. Just Aang with the building in the background. Okay, I like the tattered clothes. He's been fighting. He's been around. As you mentioned earlier, I probably wouldn't notice, but the colors don't pop, but in a way that maybe feels more natural. I'd say that's good.
And it could be that they don't pop because they are weathering these clothes.
Good.
It's interesting. If you look closely, especially either in this picture you just looked at, or in the next picture where he has patches on his elbows and his knees, that would be the first place where, you know, typically where if you're fighting a lot, those are typically the places where things get weathered the most. So, like, in the next picture, you can see he has, like, patches and stuff on his knees.
Yeah, this one I can see the elbows, and now as I'm scrolling down, he's in front of Kyoshi Warriors and Islanders, and he's got him on his knees. Looks very weathered. Looks appropriate.
So, I mean, if that's the route they're going with it, and that's why it looks... sorry. If that's why it looks... more muted, then I'm completely cool with that.
Do you think Foaming Mouth Guy is the one that's right over Sokka's left shoulder?
See,
he's got a hat on.
No,
and he looks like he's real happy.
That looks like that's Chu. Is his name Chu? Wait,
I don't remember.
What's the guy? You cosplayed as?
It does look like him. Yeah.
What? He's holding an instrument. That's definitely.
Can you see he's holding an instrument in that picture? Is there another picture?
I
can see.
Zoom in?
It is. Okay, cool. It's is his name Chu?
That's definitely him. Because he was wearing.
Yeah, but now I can't think of his
name. No, it's not Chu. Gosh, why can't you think of it? Sean, you cosplay.
Because let me think of a reason here for a second. I'll come back to you. I keep wanting to say Cheech.
Okay.
It's Chong, but that's why I want to say Cheech. That's why. Okay, it's Chong.
His name is Chong?
Right? Wasn't it a reference to that?
Let's see. Secret Tunnel Singer. I'm sure this is one of our... His name is Chong.
It's Chong, which is why my head wanted to say Cheech, and then I put the pieces together. Okay, got it. That's him. You know,
that's definitely him.
I thought the hat was blue. I don't know if that's a testament to my television. I thought it was green. It's definitely blue. I thought it was green. I'll blame the crappy TV. Where's Foaming Mouth Guy? Which one of these clowns looks like he...
You know, he wasn't in the first season. And unfortunately, you know, like I mentioned before, next week we'll do our underestimated.
You're right. Ah, spoiler alert. Speaking of spoiler alerts, Heather and I are watching The Good Place together. That's our current show that we're watching.
Oh. And she's seen it before, right?
Yeah, yeah. This is probably her second time through and probably my third or fourth. And that's one of those shows that even when you know the twist, it's still interesting to like look for all the things. Like, you know, and then you just kind of spot more things or like micro... type stuff that would lead. It's fun.
Yeah.
That show doesn't get bad with rewatch, just because.
No,
of the twist.
Not at all.
But and then the last picture I see is the movie poster vibe.
Yeah.
Which
movie poster looks like a? He looks even older.
He does. Appa, see, to me, Appa looks bad in this poster. Look at Appa in this. He looks like a Jim Henson puppet.
I'm fine with Jim Henson puppet. Jim Henson does amazing puppets.
It does.
That's a compliment, y'all.
As far as puppets go.
It's not like you said Jim Henson. It's not like you said Jim Henson Jr. or something.
That's a weird shot to fire. Oh my god.
He's got strays. That's a very stray.
I hope he Googles his name tomorrow and he's like, what the hell? AI was like, yeah, this podcast. Also, I pictured, this is not a complaint, this is me just being stupid. I pictured Momo's scale feels wrong. Do you really think Momo's like less than a foot tall counting his ears? Look at the scale of Momo next to Aang. Surely Momo's bigger, right?
Momo does have an interesting look on him. Let's see. I lost the picture.
I know he doesn't have to be a lemur. He's somewhere in between or whatever, but I pictured my Momo bigger. That's not even a complaint. That's me just thinking that, hey, Momo looks real small in the grand scheme of this photo.
Yeah. Oh, there's another picture of Toph that her wig looks really bad, honestly. And I think her makeup doesn't.
That's the thumbnail of the trailer, and that's the first one I saw, and what made me think it was bad. Like the other ones, it doesn't look nearly as bad as that one.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think, I don't know, I think you said it best at first when you said, yeah, that's fine. It's a season two trailer, which is different than a season one trailer because it can be. And that's
true. That's very true. Fine. Yeah.
So,
and a season three trailer are probably more hype because it's the, you know, finale. And hopefully we've gotten to connect more with these characters and love the show more. One thing I did want to mention is that it says come out in 2026. I have to guess. Netflix doesn't release trailers that early, so it'll probably be like May or April.
Okay. What was the first one's February, right?
Yeah.
So it feels like I came over late February, maybe? I can't remember now. Which I'll have to do again because Netflix, am I right? Yeah. It's
okay. You are right about Momo. Momo does it weird, especially for being in the foreground. He should appear bigger, and he looks maybe, small.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe it feels he could be that size, but the scale, I think it's almost because I just barely even I didn't really even notice him at first, and it feels like, you know, you can put Momo in the picture. You know, he can have some real estate. I gotta go look up some Jim Henson Jr. puppets and see why Chris...
I mean, he's done a lot of stuff.
I didn't know there was a Jim Henson Jr.
Oh, yeah, no, they're definitely
puppets. Let me see what this guy's doing to catch these strays. See, it's just showing me tons and tons of Jim Henson stuff. I don't know if it's differentiating that. Like, if this is it, they just look like Sesame Street Muppets. That's fine. They're no like labyrinth Muppets if it's these that I'm looking at. But regardless. Yeah. Chris, final thoughts, pictures, trailer, excited. I'm batting about 33 to somewhere between 33% and 50% on my earthbending themed deck on Magic the Gathering Arena. There'll be better times where I feel like I'll go on a tear where I'll be winning like 70-80%.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. There's not Jim Henson. He does have sons. There's Brian Henson and John Henson.
John Henson. See, you don't even know their names. That's like the worst. Like, I don't feel anything for you, Jim Henson Jr., nameless henchman. My Avatar themed deck is batting about 33 to 500. There'll be really good stretches, and then it'll feel like, I don't know, it feels like MTG got to bring me back down to earth. Then it's like, all right, well, now you're not going to win in your next five. But today I was curious, so I kept count. And I was batting like, 600 or 700 on victories, but two or three of them are just like instant forfeits where the person clearly doesn't get the draw that they want, and they just forfeit instantly, and I don't count those. Or at least I put them in a separate. Separate.
Math was bad. John Henson died at 48 in 1990.
Oh, the guy who voices Sheen from Jimmy Neutron just died today.
Oh yeah, I think I saw some like that.
Yeah. underappreciated Nickelodeon movie. Not a good one, just an underappreciated one. The Jimmy Neutron movie. There is a difference. All right, Chris. I'll post this today because it's timely. And I like being timely. And then I'll see you Friday, which is in the past, but for you watchers is in the future. Figure it out. Time travel. All right, I'll see you guys later. Have a good evening.